Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey, everybody, we're back in the limelight. So excited to be back. We are here at the top of every hour. I call it We're Going Live Wednesdays. And I'm really having a good time doing this because at the top of every hour, I'm bringing in a new guest and just really cool stories and entrepreneurial stories. And not only, but, you know, stories that I love to tell. And so here we are again. Top of the hour. I do to remind you that this interview can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Podbean. And you'll be able not only to see it here live, but you'll be able to see it on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, Google Play, Daily Motion, and another 100 smart TV apps. I'm really excited about our collaboration with mynewsdesk.com. This is a way that I get press releases and news releases out all over the world to hundreds of thousands of journalists. And it's really changed the trajectory of my business. So I highly suggest if you want to be in touch with that many journalists and you want to, you know, be able to monitor billions of sources, take a look at mynewsdesk.com. Another thing I'm really thrilled about is the collaboration now with pressreader.com. This is the last time you will probably be seeing today the In the Limelight with Clarissa magazine. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. We are going to be dropping our next magazine on March 1st with Lady Carnarvon on the cover. And Lady Carnarvon, as you may know, and her husband, Lord Carnarvon, own Highclere Castle in England, and that is the Downton Abbey Castle. So we have a fabulous feature with Lady Carnarvon coming up, plus a beautiful cover. So we're excited about all of that. And we are also, again, happy about that collaboration with pressreader.com. So without further ado, what I am going to do is bring on our guest. And it's a really cool story because, first of all, here's her book, Beyond the Miracle and Beyond the Grave. Oh, don't want to cover up her name. There she is, Melissa Gabriel. Let me bring her on right now. Hey, Melissa.
Hello.
There you are. You are the miracle girl. And I don't know how many people may know your story, but we're going to tell it now. And that is that you got very sick. You had some liver failure. You were in the hospital. They were telling you at that point, get your affairs in order. Say goodbye to your family. It's grim. And the story then goes how?
The doctors told my parents, with me standing there, I don't think they realized that I was hearing everything, but they said, we don't expect her to survive the next 24 hours. Right. So I said goodbye to my family and friends, asked my twin sister to keep my kids. And honestly, I was ready to go. I thought this was it. I always felt like I was going to die early. And I was sent to Boston. And in Boston, they talked about doing an experimental liver dialysis and flying in a team from California. But come to find out, they had decided I was too far gone, that they weren't even going to attempt that. And during the night, I would feel this warmth go across my body. Like all of a sudden, I'm laying in the bright sun, this warm, comforting, loving feeling. And I thought that was preparing me to die. But really what happened is my liver went from it's dead, not functioning at all. Right. I was completely yellow to it started to function and heal itself. 4 days later, I was home like it never happened, shocking the doctors.
Wow. So I love the back cover where it says, you know, I'm kind of 17 years past my expiration date.
Yeah.
I love a little bit of humor there. That's really cute. But what was it that you were doing before this event? Were you working?
I was working. I had a daycare in my home, and I got this virus from one of the daycare kids. The mom had called desperate saying, I have to be at work today. The boy was 10 years old. So I said, fine, I'll keep him upstairs away from all the other daycare kids. And I ended up catching whatever it was that he had. And I got so very, very sick.
Wow. Yeah, these viruses, I guess we have to be really, really careful when we hear that word anymore. It's not just a word anymore. It's definitely something we want to be tracking a little more attentively. Okay, so you were working, got sick, then post when you finally got home after that. Was this? And by the way, you were telling me that you were praying. You were really doing some heavy praying, and this is why you believe that the angels were so very close to you in that time.
Absolutely. And I believe that part of the reason why I'm still here today is because my true intent with my mediumship is to help other people. So I really think that that's why they decided to allow me to stay here, so that I could share these stories and inspire hope and faith in people.
Right. And you've been able to do that ever since. In other words, they turned on immediately for you, right?
It did. It did.
Were you able to recognize it as such in the beginning? Or was it kind of like, you know, walk before I crawl? I mean, crawl before I walk, forgive me. And then, you know, walk before I run.
Right. So, yeah, I had started with my mediumship, taking classes and things like that, because I knew things without knowing how I would know them, but I didn't have it really developed. Like, I couldn't hear them. After my miracle healing, I hear spirits and angels like you and I are talking now. And it was just this amazing transformation in the way I look at things, in the way I approach things after my liver failed. Right. It was very important for me, or it is important for me now, to make sure I tell those people that I love them, and those people that made a difference in my life, what a difference they've made, because those right. were the type of regrets I was going to have had I died. That 4-hour ride to Boston was all about.
So you didn't really understand it in the beginning. Like you, when you're first home and you're convalescing and kind of getting over the whole hospital stay, you had it immediately, but you didn't really, it wasn't registering as such, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
And then, you know, you said I kind of saw things differently. Were you seeing things, or was it more of a feeling?
I'm going to say both. I started to have visions, and it was feelings. And what really convinced me that I had experienced a miracle is when I went back for my follow-up visit and talked to the doctor in Boston. And he said, you know, Melissa, sometimes in the medical field, there are things that happen that are hard to explain, but at least we have a general idea of how the body works. He said, but your liver was dead, not functioning at all. And here you are sitting in front of me 4 weeks later, the picture of health, and I can't even begin to explain this.
And you said, doctor, well, let me explain it. I'll explain it to you, doctor.
I did. I was like, I truly believe it was the angels, and I believe that they kept me here for a purpose.
You told him that?
I did.
And what did he say?
I think he just kind of like smiled and went with it, because really, how could he argue when he's sitting there not knowing why I'm still alive in the first place?
He didn't pull out his pad and like, you know, half your meds or something. He didn't think that maybe you were on some sort of crazy trip.
Right. And you know, it kind of was without the medication or any other recreational drug. It was it was an amazing trip. It was
unbelievable
experience.
So, okay. So now you're home, and do you go back to, first of all, how is your health now? How is your liver now?
It's excellent. I'm in great health.
So 100%.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. He was absolutely blown away that, you know, all my tests 4 weeks after, he literally said the picture of health.
Okay. And after that, did you resume work? Were you still taking the kids in, or did you just go down anywhere?
I did still. I started taking the kids back in. I think I gave myself a week or so to just kind of rest and recoup. But you know what was amazing was how many people approached me and said things like, "I don't know what I would have done if I had lost you. I was so scared that you were, I weren't, was never going to see you again." You know,
Right.
just people that I thought were more acquaintances. I just had no idea how much people cared. And it was this wonderful eye-opening experience that, wow,
Right. I've got a
people
friend of mine coming
love
in from
me.
Switzerland right now. He's an Italian friend of mine, Vito Fontana, and he's saying, I believe in angels.
Yes. You
So
can't
there you go.
convince me that they're not there. I see them. I've had friends that, just for one instance, her mom was in a bad car accident. So I went to the hospital with her, and it was
Right.
really touch and go for a while. But when the doctor came in to talk to her, I saw the angel standing behind the doctor, and I knew she was going to be fine, even though the doctor couldn't say that.
Right.
And she did end up being absolutely fine. But
So
I see
what
them with people quite often.
Right. So what is it now that you, let's not say see as much as maybe perceive? Is this all the time ongoing, or does it, is it stop and start depending on the person or the occasion?
Stop and start depending on the person or the occasion. It was initially after my liver failed, it was somewhat overwhelming because I was always hearing and seeing them. But we've learned to kind of control that now, and I call it tapping in.
Right.
So unless there's something really important I need to go say to somebody, or I typically just live my life like a normal life, but I can tap in an instant and get information or see
But
things.
all the time, every time, or is it just sometimes the message is just not there? It's not pertinent to that person in that moment.
I've never had that happen. I've never had not either no message or I've never been pushed to go talk to somebody that didn't understand what I was talking about.
So, how many people are skeptical and believe that you're just full of baloney?
Oh, most of them, I think. I think
Okay.
most people are. And those are the people that I love to read because I
Right.
love to watch things change.
Right.
And after 18 years of being a medium and watching people
Right.
come in very skeptical and will be completely honest about it. And I'll say, okay,
Right.
well, let's see what we get. And
So
then by
bring.
the end, it's they have a whole different perspective.
So for anybody joining in right now, and I think I messed that up, I'm going to go back and fix it. Anybody joining right in right now, we're talking to Melissa Gabriel. This is her book, Beyond the Miracle, Beyond the Grave. Where can people find that? Find your book, Melissa.
If they go to my website, angelconnection11.com, there's many links, but you can get it at all the major online retail. Amazon, Google Play, iBooks, those sort of things.
Right. So what does it feel like now to have, I mean, to be like, non, let's call it non-receptive before, to all of a sudden this whole new world. I know of another gal I think I had told you about who actually, spent, she actually did pass and came back from the, the dead. And she recounts it all. She says, I came back with information that I, never had before, education that I never had before, languages that I never spoke before, people that I never knew before. It was this whole new way. I mean, I'm sure there has to be an adjustment period. It's got to be a little, I don't want to say scary or creepy, but it's got to be unsettling in the beginning.
It was because they were even I would even like go to bed at night and wake up several times because there was a spirit there talking to me,
God.
asking me to pass a message, and it was this constant conversation in my head. Even if I was having another conversation with a human, there was always a spirit talking to me.
There was an override.
So it was just so overwhelming and kind of crazy for a while. And I was actually shut off for a year where I didn't hear anything.
Right.
And then I went away on a vacation and I came back and I could start hearing them one at a time. And it was this relief, I guess. But during that year I was shut off, it was so strange because it was so quiet. Imagine having like music in the background playing constantly for years, and then all of a sudden there's no sound, and that's what it was like for me. But
Right.
it's an absolute blessing because I have an inner peace that I wish everybody could feel, knowing
Oh.
that like when you die, you're going to a wonderful place and that feeling of love that I had. And it was strange because the day after, I had this weird disappointment. I was very happy to still be alive because I had two preteen girls at home.
Right.
But I had this sense of disappointment, like, oh, I'm still here, that I can't explain other than I know I was going to go to someplace good.
Right. Because by all accounts, what we know is that it's a place that's full of beauty and light and love beyond perception or conception or what should I say? Beyond realization, you know, and it's something that we, you know, as humans have really not yet quite experienced. I mean, maybe, but not certainly to that degree. So there's this sort of, you know, dichotomy. Do I go back? Do I not go back? I really don't want to go back, but they're telling me, you know, apparently they tell you, no, sorry, it's not your time. You got to go back.
Yes. Yep. I've heard that and seen that. And I've actually done readings for people that have had near death experiences. And yeah, they still have other things to do. And I think on a soul level, we decide to a certain extent too, because I think we come here with a plan of things that we want to learn, what we want to accomplish, all those difficult things, those trying things, those things that really, you know, sometimes drive us crazy are the things that we learn to deal with and we grow as a soul. So
there's a reason for all of that then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But when you think about it, really the only way to learn something is to experience it. Like I could tell you all day long what it's like to have lived my life, but unless you lived a similar life, you would have no idea.
Of course.
You know, so
it's a whole different level of consciousness. And that's where it is. And I don't think that I think that it would be very difficult for any states of meditation to get you to that point that you came back from. You know, I don't think it's quite that easy for most to, you know, I mean, it's great and meditating is wonderful and I highly, you know, suggest it. I wish I had more time for it, but so right, you know, as we were in pre-show, you were talking about, you know, you possibly now you're, you know, you've got another book in your head.
Yes. And it's all going to be more experiences, but more experiences with like the divine energies. When I serve the churches and spiritualist camps in the area, I will go and stand at the podium not having any idea of what I'm going to speak about. And then that energy just channels through me. And there's some very profound messages. Some of the messages I myself even go, oh, you know what? I never looked at it that way. But that makes all the sense in the world as to why things happen the way they do. Right. So it's going to be more of a more globally of interest rather than this book is a lot of my personal stories. You know, what happened to me as a medium watching, you know, family and friends that have passed and just really profound readings that left a mark on me.
Right. What are some of the things, you know, I know certainly we don't want names, but I mean, some of the moments where you went, okay, all right, I get it. That's why I came back. That's why I didn't die. Is there a crowning moment or one story that really sticks out for you?
There's a few. One that comes to my mind really quickly is this older gentleman who was very skeptical. His daughter actually set up the reading with me, and I had no idea other than I know I was meeting her dad. And so I went and met with him, and I'm guessing he was probably late 60s, early 70s, and he had lost his wife, and she came through in the reading, and there was details. And at one point, he showed me this picture. So I've got this perfect picture in my head of this couple standing like on a pier with the ocean and boats in the background and a beautiful sunny day. And these people are just happy and smiling. And I kept saying, I want to put this on a dresser. I think this is on a dresser. And so when I'm done, this man is stone faced the whole entire time I'm reading him. So I'm thinking, gosh, is anything making sense?
Yeah.
And so at the end, I always ask if they have a question. And he said, no. And he started to cry. And he said, I have no doubt that you connected with my wife. He said, that picture that you described, he said, you described it exactly. It is me and my wife. He goes, and that dresser, that picture is on my dresser.
Right.
So like it was just like,
for you, it's more clairsentience for you.
I'm clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairaudient. I have it all. They work with me with everything, feelings, visions, sometimes just knowing. But yeah, I mean, those moments when this man knew that his wife still loved him and was still around him. I mean, she even talked about stuff that he was doing since she's gone.
How extraordinary is that?
That's wonderful. That's a true gift when, you know, you can help somebody that's grieving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Clarissa, I've watched Melissa's video on YouTube. Could you please ask Melissa if I could put it in my program for Web TV in Zurich? Well, I will make sure that you two get together. I'll make sure, Vito, that I create a, remind me, will you, Melissa? I'll create a connection with email there, or you can also find Melissa on Facebook, Angel Connections 11, Twitter, Angels Connection 11. Same thing, you can find Melissa Gabriel on LinkedIn and Angel Connection on YouTube. So there are plenty of places to get her, but on Instagram also, Angel Connection 11. I'm happy to make that connection for you, Vito. No problem. So, yeah. Okay. Well, golly, this has been good. Hello. Do you do readings, Robert? Roberto wants to know. Do you do readings?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, good.
In person, Zoom, phone. I do it all. Yes.
So Vito is saying thanks a lot. Make that connection so you two can do that. And then Roberto, if you have one last question, we're happy to answer it here for you now. But again, you can get Angela. You'll see the ticker here. It's angelconnections11.com. I'm sure you can find her there. And then certainly you can find her anywhere on social. Once again, I am going to show her book. It is Beyond the Miracle, Beyond the Grave, A Medium's True Experiences. So there you are, everybody. That is the end of today's show with Melissa, but we're going to be seeing more of her. Not only is she going to be letting us know when her new book is ready to come out, but I think we might be seeing her around town here in the limelight. And I'm not going to tell you anymore until it's official. All right. So Melissa, you stay right there while I say goodbye to everybody. We're going to see everybody here at the top of the hour again. So that is going to be at 1 o'clock MST. That would be noon PST and 3 EST. We'll talk to you guys then. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.